was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men who lead them want to strip away their freedom and to steal their very soul. Now it's smoke and mirrors, switching bait, criticize and confiscate, and let the guilty walk away. In this once righteous, godly nation, in the halls of education, they forbid a child to pray. They say we need to spread the wealth. They pretend to guard the health of the feeble and the poor. While the hand they hold behind their backs confuses and conceals the fact that the wolf is at the door. There's an unseen hand.
Welcome, Resurrected Republic, Truth Radio broadcast on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Folks, tonight we have a real special treat for you again, coming back to the show. Ken Dost, always welcome. We are finally going to coordinate. You can find his contact information on resurrectedrepublic.com. You can also find him on Facebook, copyright equals... Ken, what is your page again? I always get that messed up.
Mortgage equals copyright derivative.
There it is. And tonight also... For the ladies and gentlemen out there, and I think that you'll appreciate this, my Lori, a.k.a. Texas 101, not to be confused with Lori Anderson, will be hosting the show tonight because she and Ken have been in very much communication regarding Ken's work, and I think that this is a good opportunity to have her step up and host. So this will be her hosting debut. She's been on before helping out. Lori, thank you very much. This is my Lori, and I welcome her to the show as a host, which is really, I'm really proud. Lori, you can take it from here. Ken, thank you for joining us again.
No, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Oh, brother, it's always a pleasure. I'm going to enjoy sitting back and listening for a change.
Yeah, we got it. And one of these days, soon, we've got to get that webpage going.
Yes, sir. I know that we've been things
we've both
have
been swamped.
Bit,
I think
absolutely swamped. That's absolutely correct. But things are starting to normal out a little bit more for me, so I should be here more regularly now. Sorry about it, folks. For I've been here, there, and everywhere, and taking care of horses in the meantime. So, Lori, I want you to take over from here. And Ken, thank you for joining us. Lori, go.
All right. And Ken, and I believe you guys had another summit. Is that correct?
Yes, we did. We had a little mini summit up in Alaska. It was put together in under a day's time. And the reason for it was information I had come across that I believe is absolutely pertinent to uncovering and unraveling all that is going on. And we're there. We're nearly there with this. We've got to properly identify what we're looking at here, and we got to properly identify.
Before you get started, I want to remind you got to go slow because we're a little bit advanced, kind of go on in order where other people are going to understand us so that we can get this out properly. That's the one thing people are saying is we're all going too fast.
Okay.
And if we could slow down just a little bit and kind of do it in steps, that's going to really help everybody understand because you and I both go all over the place.
Well, the point of this is to try to bring it down to its simplest terms and what we need to concentrate on here. And what we've got to deal with here is let's go back to the beginning. Let's just start at the very beginning with what's going on. And let's take it back to 1998. And let's just kind of go through it that way and go through it real slow. What had happened in the course of the conversion or into converting into or coming into a new millennium were all these acts and congressional acts and particular judicial rulings that had taken place, which, of course, can be shown as being fixed and manipulated. But there are a couple key things that occurred. And the one key ruling that occurred was a ruling called State Street versus Signature Financial Group. And what this ruling, what the court determined, was that automated business processes were patentable. Now, in order for something to be patented, it has to produce a concrete and tangible result. And the court felt that this particular process that they were ruling on, which was a basically a tax evasion program, to put responses into brokers' hands from this algorithmic process that they could take to their investors to guide them on what investments to make and to avoid paying taxes. Well, the court determined that this was a concrete, tangible result and therefore was patentable. That is the number one ruling that we all should be concentrating on. It is absolutely vital to what we're talking about. And the reason for this is wraps around the revisions in 2001 to the UCC Article 9, which basically was a total rewrite that was the securitization and secured transactions. Underneath UCC 9, or included in UCC 9, are patents, copyrights, and trademarks. Now, this is very, very, very important to understand. Up until this point in time, yes, we've always been used as transmitting utilities, and we've always been used for our value and our labor. But what this did by that ruling, by the State Street ruling, and by the UCC revision, what that did, that allowed copyrights, patents, trademarks to be collateralized. That is to say, to be securitized, to be fractionalized. So what they did with this was they were able to take our person and fractionalize us, meaning that if there's one tenth of me, they could sell me off 10 times over and for the same value, okay? And whoever was the recipient of that one tenth fractionalization of me could do the same thing. And they could do that. And then the persons that they sell that 10 tenths of me to could do the same thing over again. So you see what's happening here. What's happening here is that they fractionalized us to create a derived value on us that has been sold for full value across the spectrum.
Can I interrupt here a second, Ken?
Yep.
I have a question. For a lot of people that don't believe in the birth certificate, they can also do this with your mortgage, correct? That's what they're doing with the mortgage, or they can do this with a bank loan.
But it all does come down to identity. I'll tell you why in a minute. This all has to do with identity, because if you're thinking about it, think about being fractionalized. If you're 10/10 of a person, and 1/10 of you has been sold off to 10 different people, then you're basically fractionalized. You're basically somebody owns 1/10 of you 10 times over. When at the end of the day, who is the person that has superior claim over that person? Is you. You're the one that has superior claim because you're 10/10 you. You're the real you. So what this all does come down to, it doesn't matter whether it's a mortgage loan, whether it's a car loan, whether it's a school loan, it doesn't matter. Because what it comes down to at the end of the day is it comes down to personal property. Personal property as in a signature, as in your identity, as in your all caps name. So this has nothing to do with real property per se. It has to do with a person's estate. And a person's estate goes back to their birth certificate.
Okay, and this is not the first time they've fractionalized people, because back in the days of the slave, I believe they had some sort of legislation that a black man was worth 3/4 of a normal man.
Right,
whatever
right,
they
right.
Made
yes, yes,
normal.
You can make that comparison.
Concept.
Yeah, you can make that comparison, absolutely, absolutely. So what they've done here, though, is they have taken... because we're dealing with copyrights and we're dealing with trademarks and patents, we're dealing with land patents, of course, we're dealing with the patents, letter patents, but more specifically to trademarks and service marks, we're dealing with our all caps name, which people need to understand is our estate. Our trade name is our, for me, it would be Kenneth William Dost, as the upper K, then lowercase Kenneth, and then, you know, W, uppercase, William, capital D-O-S-T. The trade name, that's the trade name. The estate name is the trademark, is the all caps name, okay? Now, that would be Kenneth William Dost, all caps. Now, the transmitting utility would be Kenneth W. Dost, all capitalized, and for Social Security purposes, it would be Kenneth Dost, Social Security, all caps. The Social Security does not recognize the middle name or middle initial as a legal name. They just take the first and last name. So there's all these different derivations of our name that all tie back to what? They all tie back to our trade name, which is what? Our given birth name. So what we've got to do is we have to separate. First of all, we have to prove our life, and we have to put ourselves back on the land, and we have to separate, create a non-joinder, if you will, between our trade name and our trademark, which is our all caps name. That's vital to this, and that's the only way that we're going to get away from this. It's the only way we're going to stop them from doing this. If you go in and you try arguing contracts, you go and try arguing anything on the at-law side, you'll lose every time, period. Period. This is a matter that has to be brought into an exclusive equity. It's a matter that is strictly to do with the estate, with your estate, and the only proper venue for that is in probate. It is not on the at-law side. It is not with these foreclosure cases. As a matter of fact, these foreclosure cases, the judges don't have subject matter jurisdiction. Why? Because we're dealing with the estate. And matters of the estate, the proper venue for that is in probate. Going further with that, they don't have, the court lacks the capacity to make any kind of judicial ruling on an administrative process that you have yet to exhaust. And there are many of them. So they've concealed the fact that they are robbing our estate, that they are attacking, that they are getting us to abandon our estate by killing us off, figuratively speaking, but legally speaking, so that they can raid the estate and that they could take the millions of dollars that have accrued underneath our name and our estate. That's the private side.
And that brings up a question, because something happened, I believe it was last week, with, and I'm going to bring up the Bundy case, I believe it was Ryan Bundy. He had put in some paperwork asking to go to the private side. He was roughed up a bit, which they're going to do. Mm-hmm. And sent to a private court. Well, I'm saying, and this is just me and my limited knowledge, that that was the proper venue for him because he had asked to go to a private court. But the people, because we don't know, believe he should be in a public court. Am I correct on that? Is that kind of what you're saying as well?
Well, there's two different sides here. There's the public and the private. Now, on the public side, and that's really what it is. You're essentially bringing the books together, and you're balancing the books. Now, on the public side, all they're showing is our debtor's side, or the side that they want us to see, the side that is subject to laws of citizenship and the statutory laws. Unless we rebut that, then we're basically considered U.S. citizens and as being and presumptive to the laws of the United States as citizens. And see, we've got to create a separation there. We've got to designate and delineate what we actually are. Now, I know that they've tried to do it in the American National, claim American National, but they didn't do it right. I don't believe they did it right, because until you put yourself on the land, that is to say, until you claim that birth certificate, until you get it authenticated, until you record it back onto the land, what are we? We're lost at sea. So how can you make claims with the Constitution if you're lost at sea, if you're not on the land? You've got to rebut that.
That's a big point to kind of explain a little bit more, because I have a lot of friends that are reading into the American National issue, and I always ask them, are you coming back to life, in their eyes, and they kind of look at me funny. And how do you go from claiming your life with your verified birth certificates, live birth certificates, and how do you put yourself back on the land?
Well, that's a good question, and it's a very a tricky line to follow along, because you're basically accepting the fact that if you were born in a hospital, and that hospital is an international zone, then when you left that hospital, you left without the authority. You know, you're walking. You're an immigrant to the United States. So you weren't really born on native soil. So I mean, there's a conflict right there with what your nativity and where you were actually born. Now, the hub of all of this stuff, everything that we're dealing with here, and this is the reason why I went to Alaska again, the hub of this, believe it or not, comes down to Department of Homeland Security. That's what we're dealing with. We're dealing with the Immigration Naturalization Service, I believe in 2003, was taken over by this new department as a result of 9/11, which was the Department of Homeland Security. The Department of Homeland Security is in charge of passports, naturalization, citizenship, so on and so forth. And this is what we're dealing with. The hub of everything we're dealing with, it has to do with DHS, and has to do with the other hub, has to do with the county recorder's office. And it all has to do and all has to revolve around this idea of political status and our status insofar as our birth and our existence. It's a very tricky thing to navigate. It's a very tricky thing for some people to understand how a birth certificate and putting yourself back on a land and what all that means. And I would suggest that everybody take the time to pull up what's known as the FAM, the Foreign Affairs Manual. And the Foreign Affairs Manual is Department of Homeland Security as overseen by the Secretary of State, the Department of State. And this manual is the playbook of everything that we're dealing with. It describes the management for all kinds of loans, for citizenship, for passports, for visas, down to the court proceedings, down to the Secretary of State and how they record business ventures and corporations and so on and so forth. And what we're dealing with here is we are dealing specifically with issues of identity and issues of being on the land or being lost at sea or being lost.
Or being foreign entities as well.
Well, that's the thing here. Now let's take that one. I'm glad you mentioned that. Let's take that one step further. Our all caps name is foreign. It's a foreign entity. So what they've done here with this 2001 revision to Article 9 with the collateralization of intellectual properties, what they've been able to do here is there's not only the fictionalized me with the all caps name, of course there's the live me, the living me, which is unrecognized, and then there's another form, the non-human form, your avatar that they've created. They've created a system that functions in the virtual world where they are predicting how our lives are going to go, how if we're going to be successful, if we're going to default. So it's all this. It's all this forecasting, predictive software and programming for future events. So they're guiding our future events, and really what they've done here, and I think a lot of people will agree with this, that are fighting foreclosure, is what they've done is they've set us up for imminent failure, which is exactly what they've done, and they've done it through this virtual world portal, if you will, and portal. Get it? Port. What they've done is they have transformed us through a portal, through a domain that is foreign, as foreign corporations, and they've sent us all over the world. Now they have not necessarily done this through DHS, and this is why I think DHS is. I'm still trying to determine this, but I believe that DHS is completely oblivious to the massive fraud that has taken place through its windows, through its doors and windows, through these passport and visa certifications and statuses. Because what they've done here, there's a company called NTrust. Everybody look it up, because what NTrust is a certification authorization software program that any one of us could purchase, and if we for a pretty substantial fee. But by purchasing it, what you're doing, what they allow you to do, is to create fake passports and to create documents so that you can assume a business identity or a foreign identity or a citizenship identity, and then when you're done with it, for business purposes, and then when you're done with it, what do? You delete it.
Hmm.
It's this huge, huge information. It's huge because we are functioning in the virtual world. Everything that is occurring to us is not happening in our real world. It's in this virtual world. And then they're grounding it to our citizenship to be able to take away our property. So in other words, if you pull out the uniform business entities, or sometimes known as corporate entities act, it's a uniform act that is enacted in all 50 states. It is the bar's playbook of what they're, how they're manipulating us. How they're manipulating us as foreign entities for their profit, and when they are, when they're ready to foreclose upon us or take action against us, they are literally, and this is the word they use, domesticating us to the land. So that they could, so they could take away property from whom? American citizens, which is what they claim us to be. So these are all things that they're doing. Now this is proven. This is evident. There's evidence of this that everybody can pull forth, and it is through the directive. Now here in Oregon, it is through the directives of the state registrar of Department of Health, which is the vital statistics, okay, and right. To the county. County and deputy registrars, not the county clerks, but the county registrars, which maintain the census and birth records and death records and marriage records, divorce records, all kinds of other statistics. And what they are doing at this level is they are intentionally altering the records. They are divorcing people. Why? Because this is what's real important. We're dealing with estates here. We're not dealing with mortgages. We're not dealing with school loans. We're dealing with an estate, your estate. So for a married couple, in terms of a mortgage, you have a husband, wife, you have a spouse, settler, and you have a spouse, survivor. So as it goes under common law, which is what all this stuff is set up as. It's all established as common law with statutory bullcrap laid on top of it to make it more difficult. But what they've done here is when a husband dies, assume that the husband dies first, the spouse has rights of survivorship until the point that she dies. So in order for these sons of bitches, pardon my French, but in order for them to get access to our estates, they have to kill off both the husband and spouse. How do they do that? Well, they do it very simply. They come in under directive by the state registrar, Department of Health, to the county registrar and deputy registrar, and they instruct them to alter the records. So what they're doing is they're altering the records to where instead of being a husband and wife, it all of a sudden becomes a domestic partnership of a parent. Now, when you say domestic partnership, you think, wait a minute, that's same-sex marriages. Oh, yeah, that's true. But it makes a perfect overlay for them to be able to steal and rip us off blind, because a domestic partnership is the same thing as a United States person, which is a domestic partnership corporation.
And that's the reason for what they're doing with the LGBT issues, then, is to make everybody go into where they got everybody to go into signing birth certificates. Now they're getting in everybody to sign partnerships instead of marriages.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, because you're a corporation, and they've turned us into a corporation. We weren't consumers, for God's sakes. We weren't consumers. We were misled, misinformed, deceived, misrepresented, transactions that we were assumably protected by under TILA and RESPA as a consumer in a mortgage loan transaction. You know what? It's all BS. All of it's BS. It's a lie. It's a lie, and it can be proven 10 times over. And the sooner that we recognize that that's a lie, and the sooner that we start focusing on what we need to be focused on, the better off, and the sooner we're going to get to where we need to go with these things. This is a fraud of unparalleled, unimaginable consequence or magnitude. They're changing records, And they are now if you go to the Uniform Business Corporate Act, they're admitting in there it's a playbook for this stuff. They're admitting in there in no uncertain terms that if you get caught, start deleting things.
Really?
It's not part of it's not part of the permanent record. The permanent record is at the Department of Department of Health and Vital Statistics and the DHS. Okay, that's the permanent record. So the things that we need to concentrate on, we need to correct the record, and we need to correct the record on several different avenues or several different hubs, as I call them. DHS is one of them. The county recorder is another one. The county registrar is another one, because we got them dead to rights. I've got the directives from the state of Oregon. It's called, their circular is called Matters of Record, which is really odd. And they admit in there, they admit in there about changing records. And at one point, they said, well, we can't do this anymore because it was found that it would be against the law. But right there, they admit it. They admit it. So what they've done here is they've caused innumerable harms to people by changing their status insofar as their relationships are concerned. And it works really well, because what they're doing behind our backs administratively, you know, they're hauling our butts into court on a foreclosure action, right? And
right.
They get us in there, and we're defending this thing, not realizing that we don't have a leg to stand on. The court can't even look at us because we're lost at sea, and we're in an admiralty court, right? They can't even recognize us, and so we've already lost before we even went into court. But what they're doing behind our back is they are initiating probate action against us that we're not even aware of. They're filing papers against us. They've divorced us. They've turned us into domestic partnerships and disregarded us because, why? Because they got to kill off the spouse. They got to kill off both the husband and the wife, because otherwise they cannot get to the estate accounts. And in order to get to them, they got to kill us off. So they kill us off by making us domestic partners. And then when we're standing in court, they say, oh, well, you're financially incapacitated to pay this. And obviously, the spouses as well. So, but see, they still got to get around that. They still got to get around the survivorship. Because if you pull us into probate, then guess what? Now you can say, well, wait a second here. Where's my trust accounts? Where's all my trust accounts? And all of a sudden you make the books the part of the issue, and they can't risk that, so they got to kill the spouse off. And that's how they do it. And then what they do at the end of the day is they delete the records, because it's a temporary record.
Has anybody seen these records where they temporarily kill off the spouses?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's right in the matters of record. It's described in the matters of record. Have we caught them in the act of doing so? No, not per se. No, we haven't caught them in the act of doing so, but I don't think we really need to some degree if it's already being admitted to and being directed to change records and alter records by another agency.
And that's... All right, and Ken, we're about to go to a break here.
Okay.
We'll be back in a few minutes. And I'll put the number out to call in here in just a few minutes when we get back.
Resurrect the Republic Truth Radio broadcast on RPN.
This is the most transparent administration in history.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the Nutramedical Report, broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others, and you're welcome to call in.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocholine therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Because your priest will tell you that life begins at conception, but a priest will also tell you it's okay to when you're only 12 with all the horrible that your priest is pumping into your kid's head. His should be the least of your worries. A little bit of mouthwash and a few years of therapy will get rid of that. That will torture you for a lifetime.
Just look at all of the degenerate entertainment they peddling to children who don't have the wherewithal to know what's better than nonsense. They're preying on the innocence with lunacy, drip drop.
Welcome back! Resurrected Republic Truth Radio broadcast on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Tonight, Ken Dost and Lori, Texas 101.
Hi, Ken. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you for having me on again tonight. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. Hey, I wanted just to kind of go over one of your posts that you had. There's four hubs that you've really delved into.
Yes,
one is
okay,
the U.S.
Good.
One is the U.S. Copyright Office, which we've talked to in previous shows. The other is the U.S. Trademark and Patent Office, and we put out the last show a couple of the patents we were talking about.
Uh-huh.
And now you're getting into more of the County Registrar and the Department of Homeland Security. Can you kind of put how they all work together, or have you guys figured that out, how they work together, and then tie into the State Department?
Well, I'll tell you what the most important one is, and this is the reason why I wanted to be on the show tonight. The most important one is the United States Copyrights Registrar. Now, what they've done here is when we were lured, going back to, again, going back to the State Street ruling of 1998 and the revisions to Article 9 in the UCC in 2001. What they did was they lured, because what we signed was Fannie and Freddie documents that we signed, was mortgage loan agreements, that car loan, school loan. What we signed was we signed a copyrighted work, which we put our signatures upon. What we were not informed of, what we were lured into giving over through agreements, underlying agreements that were not disclosed to us, was we were gave them the most basic form of a derivative. And a derivative, you know, everybody talks about the complex derivatives of CDOs and CBOs. Well, the most basic form of a derivative is a copyright. And it is a slight alteration to a copyrighted work. That's all it is. And what they've lured us into was they have lured us into giving all rights, title, and interest and exclusive use to our signature and our identity for whatever purpose they want to use. That's what they're holding over us. They're holding over us this copyright derivative. The originator of that mortgage loan, he's the guy who has the owner of the contracts. He's the guy that holds that copyright derivative over us. And the reason why that is so important is, now let's make a comparison. If this were a UCC3 negotiable instrument, it would be a four-corner agreement that would be signed, sealed, and delivered, everything within that four corners, right? And right. If it was sold, if the originator sold it, he would give up all rights, title, and interest into that, and there would be a chain of title, and there would be assignments made to that. The reason why there are no assignments at all in the county records is because we're not dealing with land. We're dealing with personal property. We're dealing with intellectual property. We're dealing with copyrights and trademarks, which are UCC 1 and 3 filings, but more importantly, are copyright and USTPO filings. That's where all conveyances, all transfers, all mortgages, everything goes to the United States Patent and Trademarks Office in Washington, D.C., everything. Now, the copyright is important because that's what they're holding on to. As long as they hold on to that copyright derivative, as long as they hold on to our identity and have control of our identity, they could sell us time and time and time over again. And
is this why when I had my mortgage audited, I was listed as the guarantor and not the borrower?
Well, basically, yes. Yeah, basically. Okay. Basically, you're the grantor and grantee. You're both.
I'm the one that's the heir, yeah. And
you're both. And I'll get to that in a second, but let me finish my point up on the copyright. This is real important. This is very, very, very important, because I think this is our solution. I think this is our solution. The copyright derivative, they have control over that. How do they have control over that? Like I said, by not transferring it. Because the minute they transfer the copyright derivative, they lose, it transfers a title, and they lose all rights to it. Okay? So how did they cover that up? How do they manage to hold on to us like that and buy and sell us as they do? Simple. By means of licensing through the National Mortgage Licensing Service and Standards of Services. And you can just look up NLMS, I believe is what it is, and it'll bring you up to all the state licensing. Okay, what they're doing is they're controlling us by a licensing system so they can avoid transferring the title. So, in my mind, what seems to make sense to me is, okay, what do we have to do? We have to file with the Register of Copyrights, maybe as a transmitting utility, our name, and therefore take that, record that back into the county, and then we're done. Because now we've taken our rights back to the copyright, because that's what we're dealing with. We're dealing with the copyright of our name, essentially. And our name is what? Our name is used as a transmitting utility in the public, and it's used in the private to rack up all these annuities against our estate.
Yeah.
That's sorry on that. It's kind of difficult to wrap your mind around that.
It's hard to think of yourself as a transmitting utility, but when you look at it in terms of the computer and what they're doing, it's a little bit easier.
Yes,
but that's the one that's throwing me off right there.
Yes, because that's what you have to think of. You have to stop thinking in the tangible world. You have to think in the virtual world and how they're transferring us and how they're taking us through portals as foreign entities of trade. How they have and that foreign entity of trade, that all caps name, has become a corporation. They turned us into corporations, and again, cash out on all the millions and millions of dollars that they've racked up underneath our estate, they have to convert us back and domesticate us back onto the land so that they could steal it away from us, so that they can conceal the fact that we are in truth and in fact a foreign corporation, a foreign entity that is in business and trade for ourselves, because it's our signature that's executed everything. Everything they're doing is in our name, by our signature, by our approval. We gave them the approval to do that. So now we have to pull it away from them.
And that's the key thing that a lot of people are trying to do. I've got another question for you, and I wanted to ask you before we give out the phone number for people to call in and ask you questions. You had posted something on the Corporate Universities by Martin Rademacher. It was just the Corporate Universities was the name of this book that he had. Can you explain why that was so important? That was something that just really threw me.
That was the great wealth transfer. Was that what it was?
Right.
I think that was what it was. That was
it's
the copyright.
It was the thought process behind the global coup to make us stupid and dominate control, the corporate universities. It was a book that you had posted for us to read.
It was a copyrighted work, and the importance of it was the great wealth transfer. And it's exactly it means nothing but the book itself, which was just saying that they set it up. They this is what they were organizing. They were organizing a coup, and the coup was done through intellectual properties, and it was done as a result of wealth for them was to be able to create a million different versions of us and sell us off at the same time for a multitude of profits, and that's what they could not do before. They could not do that. They could sell us off individually, and they could sell us off by secret liens prior to this, but when State Street came about and when the revisions to UCC-9 came about, they were able to create a million different versions of us and profit on us a million times over and be able to domesticate us, if you will, and drive us into bankruptcy and drive us into the hands of the state as wards of the state. And that's what they're doing to us. And by concealing the fact of this private side, they're able to do that. Because why? Because absent the private side, the public side reads out that, oh, we defaulted. We're financially irresponsible. We're, you know, numbskull idiots that are incompetent minor adults who deserve to be wards of the state, and that's what they're doing to us. So
this is the important reason why I asked that question, because I thought that's what the book was for, and just... anybody wants to read, it's called Corporate Universities by Martin, Martyn, Rademachers, Rademachers. What it ties into, as you know, I work on the education as well as the mortgages and a couple of other issues.
Mm-hmm.
All this data that they're trying to collect on our kids and our families and us, and all the signatures that they're getting at registrations and on the policies and all the electronic signatures they're getting when these children sign up for these programs, I have a feeling that they're doing the same thing with our children and their data that they're doing with the mortgages and training
our
children.
Absolutely. Every time you put a signature on something, you're creating a new minor child for them to exploit.
Right.
For them to trade and sell and to profit from, so that's why this all comes down to bring yourself back to life, proof of life, number one, and two, to take control of your trademark and your service mark. Now, you mentioned I mentioned too transmitting utilities before. If you go into your transmitting utilities are basically programs between state agencies and, of all people, Merrill Lynch or Goldman Sachs or the banks. And one of the biggest ones is a company called Level 3 Communications, Level 3 yep. communications. Do a Google search and pull up a level 3 communication transmitting utility. Pull up a, see here, I got one here. Pull up a collateral agreement of level 3 communications. Okay, that's a transmitting utility. And we are the grantors of transmitting utilities. Now, you read that very, very carefully, and what's going to pop out at you is going to be that you are a grantor until said time, or if you ever do, come forward and become a grantee. In other words, what they've got out there is we're floating out there in space with no ownership. We've never claimed ownership because we've never put ourselves on the land. We've never claimed our birth certificate. We never claimed that Kenneth William Doss trade name is owner of Kenneth William Doss, all caps, is as my trademark, as my estate, and that Kenneth William or Kenneth W. Doss is my transmitting utility, and I have ownership of that, and I'm a sole beneficiary of that. We've never claimed that, so we're floating out there, and whoever grasped us gets to use us. And that's exactly what they're doing. They're using us for value. They're using us for profit. They're using us for revenue. And then when they're ready to get rid of us, they get rid of us. They bankrupt us, and they make us wards of the state. And then they take all the estate that's behind us, and they take everything that we own.
Okay, folks, wow. I just want to let you guys know the 800 number is still on the fritz. However, if you want to call in and ask any questions or chime in, the number will be 512-716-1603 or 512-716-1883.
Thank you.
This is all crucial information to understanding who we are and what we need to do. When you understand these concepts and you start reading through the CFRs and you start reading through other codes, it jumps out and it's abundantly clear that we have every right to come forward and claim our inheritance, claim our estate. Because think about it for a minute. If there's one of you, but you're being bought and sold as transmitting utilities time and time and time again, who's getting those profits? Where are those monies going to? Okay, that's your estate. So when they come in, and say, "Oh, well, we're going to foreclose on you for a mortgage loan or for default on a mortgage loan," you say, "Wait a second here. I don't own anything. I don't owe anything. I've got an estate out there that is worth millions and millions of dollars, if not more. So if there's any debt that's owed, it gets washed out in the wash. But see, because they've managed to separate the books as they've done, That's why we're debtors, and that's why we're being driven into bankruptcy, because we have not brought that other side of the books together. And the only way to do that is to come forward, prove our life, do a name change from our all caps to our given birth name, and take control of those things and register it as a service mark, register it as a copyright, and then they have no control over us anymore. We have all rights to us now.
Now, here's another thing, because a lot of people have talked about the trademark and the copyright before. One of the things I'd like to, if you can put it out there, put out the patents or the information that you found to back that up, because that's
happened. You know what? I can't, because I can, but I mean, that would be about maybe 300 patents.
Right.
That should be an indication. Browsing the patents should be an indication for everybody. What should jump out at you is like, oh my God, there's hundreds of patents, there's thousands of patents, and it all deals with information, and it all deals with identity and change in identity, and taking one note and creating it into 10 different notes, and creating it into 10 different bonds, and creating it into 100 different annuity funds. So what they're doing here is they're taking our identity and they're creating whatever whim comes to their mind that becomes a money making scheme. I could put out dozens of patents that back up everything I'm saying. But is there one patent in particular? There's a few patents in particular, but it literally is hundreds of them, and the evidence is right before us. It's hidden in plain sight what they're doing.
Right.
I mean,
right,
now there is one patent that I believe it was done by, I think it's Ross Graff.
if I'm not mistaken. It was back in 2000. There's a couple of them. But the one is it's a securitization patent. And this is the one that divides us and fractionalizes us. It turns us into this augmented interest and it's endless. It's like the terms elude me for at the moment, but it's all different kinds of subdivisions and subcategories of what you can divide a financial product into, and it's seemingly endless. It's whatever you can come up to create all these other interests. So that would probably be the one patent that I would turn to as, to get an understanding of how they fractionalized us into a million different fragments.
That's one. If you can post that will help people out to look at it. Because I know in the research groups, because it's not a movement, it's actually people that are researching and actually going and taking this to court and working on it and actually doing things. There's been questions about it, and it's a question I had to ask, to be fair to both sides. How do we prove it? Because as you and I both know,
I think the way you prove this, I think the only way you can prove this, you can't go at this at the at-law side, because what you're dealing with now you're dealing with, because they've hidden all this, all these things. But you can bring in some of it on the at-law side in terms of the bonds and what. As far as the private
we'll
annuities
back.
And whatnot, you have to
we're
listen
about
to
the break, we'll be right back.
Exclusive equity into probate.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party. And the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey, I'll make you a deal. Give me 60 seconds, and I'll give you directions to the Fountain of Youth. Okay, I'm joking. Well, kind of joking. No fountains, but youth, I got. Nature's Youth and their premier anti-aging product, Nature's Youth RSF. With your sensible diet and exercise plan, Nature's Youth RSF can help you look and feel better. RSF is an all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. And elevated HGH levels can contribute to increased energy, improved libido, reduced body fat, and improved exercise capacity. Let's be honest. Who doesn't want to look and feel younger? Visit the newly designed website at naturesyouth.com or call 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923 and like them on Facebook and you'll be included in contests and exclusive offers. What a deal. Oh, speaking of deals, my time's about up. 800-333-6923 or naturesyouth.com. Who needs a fountain anyway? Call today.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
RedirectRepublic.com. We've got Ken Doe tonight, And before we get started, I wanted to give you guys the call-in number again. It's 512-716-1603 or 512-716-1883. And Ken, you were talking about the patents and the copyrights and pulling back our name, and we got cut off there for a minute, so I wanted to let you continue on that.
Okay. The most important thing here to recognize is that this is a matter of correcting the record. And the hubs that we talked about, those four hubs, are the main hubs to connect. And what I mean by a hub is a main the main collector, which connects to a bunch of spokes. Now, I realize that DNA for some people is a big issue. I realize that there's other, the Catholic Church, the Vatican is another issue, but these are just spokes. I mean, the Vatican may have been behind this thing at the very beginning, back in the 1600s, and DNA does in fact have a lot to do with this. But those are spokes. The only way to kill off this thing is to kill it off at the hubs, because if you kill off the top hub, the bottom hub, and the two other intermediary hubs, what do? You capture all the spokes in between. What are the spokes? The spokes are fractionalization. The Catholic Church is having the Sestakovies, the DNA as far as having control and buying and selling of that. That's just one aspect of DNA. There's several different aspects of DNA, and they're all selling. So they've all stolen our identity in many, many ways. And the only way to stop that is to cut it off at the hub. And when you cut it off at the hub and you take control of your name, you take ownership of your name, you take ownership of your corporation, if you will, then they can't do anything. Now you've got control of everything. Now you're done with. But that's the only way that we're going to beat this thing. The only way is all about identity. Everything that we're dealing with is about identity and the twisted way that it's been contrived and bastardized and manipulated through patented processes, to which we are grantors to, and that are using our trademark, all caps name, in service of our all caps name, that is linked to our trade name, which is us, the dead us, until we come alive.
Wow. Well, just a minute. We're about to take another break. I'm going to give you those numbers again, 512-716-1603 or 512-716-1883. And we will be back in just a moment. And Ken, do you you don't have a website. You're going to be putting things on Resurrect Republic as well. And you have the Facebook Mortgage Equals Copyright Derivative.
Correct.
That people can get you on there. Is there an email or anything if they need to email you, or are you just really opened up to the Facebook?
I just open up to Facebook. I get with email, I get so barraged with messages, and unfortunately, I can't answer everybody back as much as I would like to. As far as information is concerned, a conversation, and definitely information and evidence and diagrams and so on and so forth, Mortgage Equals Copyright Derivative.
Ken?
Oh, okay. We'll be right back.
Ken, when we get set up, what I'm going to do is I'm going to create an email on Resurrect the Republic. I'll do kendost@resurrectrepublic.com.
Okay.
Just that out to people, and I'll set you up a Gmail account so that if you can put a Gmail app or something like that, it'll redirect so that you can use a popular app. I'll talk to you more about that, but only give that out to people you really, really want to share this info with. On a higher level, if you know what I'm saying. That way it doesn't
get... Yes, exactly. Oh, exactly. I got you. Okay.
Good.
Resurrect the Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam, Truth Radio broadcast on RPN with Ken Dost and Lori, Texas 101.
medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009, but now OneCoin is the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.